This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, you're listening to Resource Center on Enterprise, and can you believe it? It's already the last Tuesday of the month. So you know what that means on Resource Center. We have our friends from Open Minds Resources with us to talk about our monthly digital marketing update. So in the studio today, we have Daryl Tan, who's the co-founder of Open Minds, and the content strategist of Open Minds, Jeremy Ng, who's on air for the first time.
Hi, guys.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good to be back.
So, what do we have in store for the month of July?
All right. So, the last time when we were here, we talked a lot about, anything and anything but Facebook, right?
Right,
we
right.
talk a lot about Apple Business, we talk about the chats, we talk about LinkedIn, Snapchat, Google Ads, and so on, right? So, after a month, of course, Facebook will come back with good stuff, right? And here we are. You know, there are about three Facebook updates, and then our ever so favorite or fun platform, Snapchat.
Yeah. Okay.
So, those are the few that we'll go through today.
And let's start off with Facebook household targeting ads.
Correct. So this is interesting, yeah. Even the title itself. So Facebook household targeting ads. Of course, these are your normal Facebook ads. What happens here is that it's a bit technical, but you would just by the sound of it, you would know that Facebook is launching online ads where you can actually target households. Right?
Households. The entire household.
So imagine yourself, you know, like a marketer will target a person living in the same roof, right? The mother, the father, the children, all these are captured, of course, with statistics. Like if you say, you know, you on Facebook, you can put relationships, right?
Yes.
It's captured using that. It's also captured using other deep insights like your habits, your interest, and so on, yeah? So they're launching it right now. Let's see what happens, yeah?
So why are they actually targeting households?
If you look at the recent years, Facebook targeting is one of the most, you know, concise and wide in terms of the targeting of audiences because of how it targets interest, behavior, geographical area, age, you know, gender.
Because people, they update their Facebook
correct.
Everywhere they go.
Yes,
you
and
know,
check-ins and so on, right? So
check-ins. You
know to a very, very concise level, you know, your target audience, you know, and these targeting are really, really good for marketers. So I guess if you launch, it's only natural to launch household, you know, everyone in that same household will go through the funnel. So in this case, you're able to target specific ads, specific content customized to even the person who acknowledges the ad, but maybe does not have the buying power. And then maybe the buying power, you know, or the decision maker might be the head of the household, maybe the father, right? Then you will target the father in a different manner, why you should buy this, right? Mm-hmm. So we go through the whole funnel under one roof and to even entice the decision maker to make that purchase.
So what's the mechanics here?
Okay, so if you go through, it's normal. It will probably appear on the dashboard. You will need to click on the checkbox or rather select that you want to target households. Yeah, and then let it run. Whether you upload a customized database, right, or audience, it's the same feature. In terms of data or in terms of features, you can choose based on different types of marital status, type of habits, interests, again, you know, and then upload your content. And it would do automatically, it would, you know, use either internet access through IP and so on to gauge households, right? Even living in the same area to push your ads out.
Okay, and how is this great for brands and for marketers?
If you look at the marketing side, right, it's something quite tremendous because if you're selling a product that is top to bottom, you can, you know, you offer it to the whole household from mother to father to children to grandparents, in fact, right? You're able to target them specifically and marketers can do that now and very intentionally do that right now and you go through the whole funnel ecosystem, yeah? it closes the gap between advertisers and basically target correct audiences, right? Mm. Even in a more precise manner. And of course, bigger savings if it's done right, yeah? But if you look at for the audiences, right, of course, you get a more unified brand message to you. You are more, the content is more customized towards you. You see it, and maybe even your family member has seen it. So maybe on the buying side, it's less convincing. You know, you don't have to convince your parents, for example, you know, to get this, or your parents will probably just go out and get it already for the household. So for marketers, it's tremendous in terms of targeting. For users and customers, I guess they will experience a more unified type of messaging to the whole household.
Okay, so that was Facebook household targeting ads. Moving on, one of the other updates for the month of July is on Facebook Insights on their landing page and pre-impressions. Jeremy, yeah. Tell us about this.
So Facebook just launched two new ad metrics for ad reporting. So the first one is called landing page view. So landing page view means when someone clicks on your ad, they'll be taken directly to your landing page. So previously, advertisers could buy link clicks, but they could never really tell for sure where the link clicks would be leading the people to. Mm. So now with landing page views, when someone clicks on the link, this landing page view only takes into account when they reach your landing page. So this is very good for advertisers. And the second one, called pre-impression activity breakdown, it gives advertisers a more wholesome view of the people that are looking at their ads. So now with pre-impression activity breakdown, some of the things that advertisers get to know is whether the customer is new or the customer is a returning customer.
So if it's a new visitor to that page, or if the person has already been there already.
Yeah, that's true. Mm. So actually, this helps a lot for people that are planning out advertisements or content. Because say you find out that a lot of your customers are new customers, maybe you need to educate them with a bit more information on how to get the product. Whereas if you find out that most of your customers are returning customers, maybe all you have to do is to just get them to buy your product more and more again.
Okay, so yep. I can imagine like this is just offering page administrators more information, more data
correct.
On who's viewing their page and how they got there.
Yeah, correct. So this will give advertisers just a better overview of who is buying the products and how their ads are performing, and they can better customize it through these new tools.
All right. So does this affect like the other things that you can do on Facebook, like your reply, your likes, your, you know, things like that?
Actually, one of the newer things that Facebook has come up with along with these updates is now you can view a few more extra analytics, like you mentioned, likes and follows. Mm. Previously, it was very general in the sense that how many people follow your page, how many people like your page. But now with this new update, Facebook has even allowed people to see the trend of when people are following you, when people are unfollowing you. Mm. So this gives you a better view of what's happening with your overall page. So even things like the number of people who saw your page but didn't click into it. So very granular details that Facebook is rolling out. And advertisers will really be able to hone in and discover more about how their page is performing.
And this will definitely help with ad optimization.
Correct, yeah. So far, for the first one, landing page view, they're currently slowly rolling it out. So some people may not have the option to use it yet. But once it's rolled out completely, it's very simple. All you have to do is create an ad, you pick the traffic campaign, and you just optimize it for landing page views. For pre-impression activity breakdown, currently that is just for an ad reporting format. So you won't really target people through it, but it's just to give advertisers more knowledge on it.
So overall, like what would you say are the benefits of the two new metrics?
I think these two new metrics gives advertisers a bit more control over their ads, and they can really target specifically what are the purpose of their ads, and they can see in more detail the results of their ads. So it really gives them a better idea of where their money is being spent. So I think it's really good for advertisers.
All right. When we come back, we talk about another Facebook update for the month of July and also something new on Snapchat. Our friends from Open Mind Resources are in the studio with us. It's digital marketing updates on Resource Center. And we'll be right back after this. Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Bankers, financiers, and moneymakers. BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, you're still listening to Resource Center on Enterprise, and it's the final Tuesday of the month, which means our friends from Open Minds Resources are with us in the studio. Today we have Daryl Tan, he's the co-founder of Open Minds, and of course the content strategist of Open Minds, Mr. Jeremy Ang, who's with us for the first time. So, okay, we were just talking about Facebook Insights and, of course, Facebook household targeting ads, right? Daryl, you have another update from Facebook, Facebook ads.
Yes, correct. So, if you notice, some of us are very accustomed. Nowadays, we use a lot of chat clients, like WhatsApp, and then we, of course, have our Messenger from Facebook. And now, of course, yes, bittersweet, right? Facebook has to make some money still, yeah? They will push up ads, right? So the ads have now reached the Messenger app, okay? So you actually now get ads, and they're rolling out ads that actually sit in your Messenger app. It's not something surprising. I think throughout the months, you know, throughout the years, we would have seen this coming, and it's finally arrived in 2017. Yeah,
I mean, what can you expect? Because Facebook Messenger is free.
Correct.
And of course, you know, with all the data that they have, it's just natural.
It's
that this
only
was
natural.
Going to happen.
It's very, very natural that they start doing this right now. And Facebook already lets companies run ads in Facebook news feeds, on the sidebars, on Instagram feeds. So, well, the next good place would be Messenger, where I think they get a lot of messages and traffic going in there as well.
Yeah, because I was just doing a show recently, and one of the stats that I found on BBC was that, you know, WhatsApp has about more than a billion active monthly users globally,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And Facebook has about the same.
Correct.
Their Messenger.
And if you look at it, I mean, WhatsApp is owned by Facebook, right? So the database, the traffic and all, it's only it's very simultaneous, you know, it's very compact. And I guess they're just leveraging off each other as well.
Mm. Yeah. So what can you tell us about these Facebook ads on Messenger?
Okay, so the ads will follow the format of like a direct response ad, which are already currently available on Instagram. Basically, the Messenger ads will appear as extensions of campaigns. Yeah, it will be links you'll see in the visual and links, like Instagram as well. The brands themselves, when they want to get into these ads on Messenger, all they need to do is to check a box in their dashboard, right, to have any sponsored posts from Facebook, right? So not including video ads, though, and allow it to run on Messenger. The ads can include photos or carousel photos that people swipe through. Carousel, as we all know, was launched about two years ago on newsfeed. Yeah. As of now, Messenger is avoiding video ads first for this coming month. Yeah.
But that could be coming up, right?
Correct. I mean, if you look at how the content is being placed, you look at dynamic ads, you look at content that are a bit more interactive, yes, probably they will fit it in. Of course, looking at Facebook, depending on data and analytics that they get back and how marketers or advertisers utilize this new feature.
So brands can communicate with anyone?
Yes.
On any database, or do you have to make contact first?
Okay, so right now what happens is that you can only make contact, or rather the brands can only send ads to people that have already made contact with them on their brand page. Right. For now, but we don't know what's in store in the future. Maybe in the future, you're just able to buy ads and shoot it out to them. But depending how users react to it, because it can be, you know, quite spammy, or it can even, you know, break some privacy rules. You know, so to a user, it depends. To a brand, of course, they love it creatively, I would say. Yeah.
Why is Facebook doing this? I mean, Messenger, I know, is one of their primary apps. But why do this?
I think, like I said in the beginning, well, okay, there's of course the business side, right? They're shareholders, right? They got a board of directors. They're, you know, in the stock market, right? They are finding ways to make, of course, a few more bucks. I think that's on the financial part.
And so, right? They're under pressure?
For the longest time, I personally think that, yes, they are under pressure, of course, to hit certain targets financially. But if you look at where the ads are being placed right now and the type of objectives and features they're rolling out for ads, I would say Facebook has still one of the best ads. Features or rollout and reach and engagement, right? And of course, on objectives, you can choose many objectives, whether you want leads, whether you want clicks, you want traffic, you want likes to your page, and so on. There's multitudes of objectives. And I think this is just one way to widen that objective and the option of targeting, you know, your audience.
And of course, options are always great for brands.
Always great for brands. Again, it can get confusing for brands at times. So I guess that's why we're here as well.
So what other benefits do you see from this new update?
If you look at, every time Facebook rolls out a new feature, whether it be placement type or it be new targeting, it always optimizes its reach, right? You get further reach, businesses will be able to place ads to reach directly, right, to their desired audience via Messenger. Advertisers have wider choice of ads to reach out to, keeping it creative. And of course, I think the second one is important, where you have a seamless click-through for users, where users look at an ad. And even if you're on Messenger, you're able to just click it. It brings you to the desired landing page or wherever the ad leads to. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to just rely on your newsfeed ads. Even on Messenger, I feel the placement of the ads right now, they are trying to also not make it too evasive or not make it too, you know, in your face. Yeah. Yeah? But it's placed at the top whereby it's not too obstructive, but yet visible. Yeah. So it doesn't get in the way of your experience of Messenger as of now.
All right. Okay. Moving on away from Facebook. We've been talking about Facebook for the whole show.
Yep.
So to cap things off, we have a big update from Snapchat, right, Jeremy?
Yep. We have a lot of things coming up with Snapchat. Snapchat, I think recently they've been under fire because of Instagram Stories, right?
Mm.
So Instagram Stories is really
cutting into their territory.
Yeah, and so I think Snapchat has to reinvent itself again and again, coming up with new thing after new thing. So actually last month, one thing that Snapchat introduced is Snap Map. Not sure if you heard about that.
Mm.
But you can actually see where other Snapchatters are and what they're doing. So that was one major update last month. But this month, they've rolled out another three new updates. So the first one is called Backdrops. And what it does is allows users to create animated backgrounds for their snaps. So this really gives Snapchatters more creative freedom, and even brands more creative freedom to come up with interesting snaps in Snapchat.
Was this what they did with the Game of Thrones filter thing?
That might have been part of it, but I think Game of Thrones, for bigger brands, what they would do is they would create custom lenses where you can actually customize and let all Snapchat users use your lens. So I think for Game of Thrones, that is what they did.
Mm.
But for backdrops, it's something where Snapchat introduces new backdrops every day for users to customize to their own snaps.
You get a new one every day.
I think they're introducing, yeah, new ones just because I think they just have a lot of backdrops for people to try out. So
that's a lot of pressure for the person who's actually creating these backdrops too, right? But, okay, fine. We'll take more backdrops.
Yep.
And what's the second one?
All right, the second one is Snapchat voice effects. So if you've noticed, previous Snapchat lenses, they've allowed you to change your voice through the lens. But now they're allowing you to change your voice with just voice-changing effects. This means that whatever kind of snap you're doing, you don't have to use the specific lens anymore, but you can create your own video, your own other snap with other filter, and use a voice effect on top of that. So currently, you can make yourself sound like an alien, a robot, a cat, or a dog. But I'm sure there's more to come.
Yeah, so, if they can create a different backdrop every day, I'm sure they're going to come up with more effects, more effects too. Okay, and the last one, it's only three, right? Three updates.
Yeah, three updates, yeah. Mm. So the last one is actually the most major update, and this is what Snapchat calls paper clips. And this allows users to actually place a link in their snaps. So previously, Snapchat was very visual-oriented. It was not clickable. But now they are finally introducing link clicks through your snaps. So this means that after you play through the snap, you can click on the snap and it will bring you to an external landing page, website, blog post, or even e-commerce site. So the implications for this are huge for Snapchat. This is a really, really cool update from Snapchat, and it shows they're really upping their game so that they can compete with Instagram stories.
So it will also really help influencers, right?
For sure, yeah.
To take someone out of that site.
Yeah. So I think previously companies hiring influencers through Snapchat couldn't really gauge the effectiveness of the influencers. But now with paperclips, they can actually see how many people were led to their website through this particular influencer. Yeah, and even for normal influencers, when you're writing a blog post or anything, this is a good place for you to share your blog article and share your e-commerce site if you're a startup. So I think this is a major update from Snapchat.
So what kind of benefits do you see Snapchat reaping from these three major updates?
I think this will get marketers and influencers excited about Snapchat once again. I think for the longest time, people were just shouting about how great Instagram Stories is. But now Snapchat is on the same level again. And this is providing advertisers the ROI they need to see and influencers the chance to prove themselves that they can reach an audience. So I think for both of these audiences, Snapchat is really helping them out through this update.
Okay. Any other benefits?
I think that we can look at Snapchat where it allows more creativity then because of backdrop and you know your sound effects. You get brands that probably can be on a more fun side. Influencers can then of course show their fun side and be more creative with their content as well. Because if you know, Snapchat also relies a lot on all these funky features, right? To get it out there. And they are the ones who pioneered these features as well.
They seem to have a new X factor, like every other week.
Yes, correct. And they really, just like Jeremy said, you know, they're trying to really keep up with competition, you know. So the game is on. For them, they're just trying to roll out as much. And of course, if you can see, it benefits a lot from the user's point of view. And if for brands, the brand whereby they're able to track, or even brands that can, you know, get it on and be more creative with their content, and also trackable ROIs, where now you're able to track the links and able to make a moving forward decision.
Wow, this looks like a game changer, these
Hopefully,
three updates.
We actually don't know. They might still need more time, especially with local Malaysians as well. You know, we are, I think, more accustomed still to Instagram and Instagram stories. Yeah, but yeah, let's see.
All right, thank you guys. Thank you for the update. Can't wait to see what will be coming up in the month of August. I've been speaking with Daryl Tan, co-founder of Open Minds, and the content strategist of Open Minds, Jeremy Ng. You've been listening to Digital Marketing Updates on Resource Center. My name is Audrey Raj, signing off for Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.